Today at Kwai Arinam is October 8th. Well, we have a wonderful pilgrim here, a Sri Lankan retired devotee who has a pilgrimage route. Once a year, he takes a five-week pilgrimage, alternating the halves of the planet. First half, he goes around to all the gorgeous, fantastic, huge South Indian Tamil temples. And then the next year, he visits the Tamil temples through Europe, some of our temples in Germany, and throughout the United States, and visits us here at Kwai Arinam. This is his third visit here, and we always look forward to seeing him. He's very uplifting, and of course, a pilgrim carries the Spirit of God with him. It's easier to see God in a pilgrim than anyone else. You don't have to look very hard. Well, our Madhavasi, our Swamis, our monks, have flown now from India to Malaysia. And they're in Sungapatani, that's near Penang. They'll be there for several days. Then two will return here in Paramachari Bodhinatha. Brahmachari Nilakanta Velan will fly to the beautiful garden island of Mauritius, where we have just finished building the Mahaganapati Madhapam. That is a very big, almost three-story building, a meeting hall for lectures, singing, dancing for the peoples of the country of Mauritius. They've raised nearly 3 million rupees, and that is a lot there, to build this beautiful edifice in our spiritual park of about 11 acres of land, where the river meets the ocean. Beautiful place for rest, spirituality, and quiet for all the religions of the country. Well, we began on a momentous task of creating 26 CDs of the 365 daily lessons of Merging with Shiva. What a task. But we've already finished about 25 of them, and we're on our way to completion. This is a new series of CDs called Gurudeva's Talking Books. This means you can play the CD and also read the book at the same time. Voice is very important because voice and energy, just prana, conveys meaning. We can look at the pages of the book and everyone understands sentences and words differently, one from another. But hearing the voice, you tune into the akasha. The inner space is something like cyberspace, where the experience that produced the words in the first place is recorded. And there's a oneness that's developed, and your own super consciousness, your innate intelligence, your intuition, therefore draws on that original experience that is being explained in these 365 daily lessons. You know, schools these days are thinking about going into cold teaching, putting the child in front of a computer and let the computer become the teacher. What kind of a person will that produce? Well, we have yet to find out. Warm teaching is verbal teaching, conveying knowledge from person to person, teacher to pupil. Intelligence is conveyed from one human being to another human being who triggers off the innate intelligence within that person he's hopefully teaching. We want to talk a little bit about love to all of you in cyberspace. There are two kinds of love, high love and low love. Love of God, love of people is high love. Love which forms attachment is low love. Brings hurt, brings pain, stimulates emotions, stimulates the physical body, but it is not lasting and should not be called love. Many people have said, and have heard it said, that they have fallen in love. In 51 years of my ministry, I have never heard anyone say, I have risen in love. Maybe they have risen in love and sustained that relationship for a lifetime, because I know many, many married couples who celebrate their 40th and their 50th wedding anniversary. Let's think about it. If you fall in love, what falls? Everything falls. Thoughts, feelings, emotions. If you rise in love, everything rises. Thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So be careful. Watch your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. To know a person, to really know a person, to really love that person has to have the same thoughts, the same feelings, the same emotions, the same interests, the same hobbies as yourself, preferably the same religion. Oh, absolutely the same religion. Otherwise, there's nothing in common when religion comes into play and becomes an issue, which it especially does when the first children are born. How shall we raise the baby? Then the battle begins. Parents on both sides say, has to be my religion. Then the tussle begins. Then they say, well, we're going to let our child choose his own religion when he grows up. That means he doesn't have a religion until he grows up. Growing up is one of the major emphases of every religion in the world, is to guide somebody to grow up properly. I had the pleasure once in Trinidad, Tobago, talking to the head of the school system. He said, without religion in the schools, without morals in the schools, we are raising educated criminals. What is religion? Many people these days poo-poo religion. Religion is the repetition of the law of how to live a good life. And a good life brings success, lasting happiness, faith, joy, and all the wonderful qualities and gifts that life has to offer. Let's not look askance at religion. Whatever the religion might be, it is worthwhile. Think about love. High love or low love? Either go up or down. No sideways. No forward or back. It's either up or down. High love, which is a blending of emotions and thoughts and feelings. Low love, which is only carnal. Maybe it doesn't start out that way, but ends that way, because the thoughts don't blend. Maybe the feelings did once, but only when the thought blends and the interest blends is it lasting. Well, we don't know how we got into that subject. I think I'm talking to somebody out there in cyberspace. The numbers on our cyberspace counting machine are increasing in listening to Today at Quadinam. We're always very happy to meet and greet you. But pass this information on to your children. This is good, solid information. Many people say, oh, my children aren't interested. They won't listen. Pass it on anyway. Even though they're not listening, they are hearing, and it goes into their subconscious mind. You are planting seeds, and it will mature in their years to come.